It seems uncertain now which developers are responsible to meet the housing obligation. An important public meeting is scheduled and has been noticed, but now the applicants are asking for a continuance. Summit County Community Development Director Pat Putt hesitates to offer a legal opinion on the Promontory South Point affordable housing obligations.
I think the best way to describe this to the community is South Point is part or under an umbrella of a larger promontory specially planned area. It's a subset of that. Based on the development agreement that was executed and recorded a number of years ago, there was a provision in there that I believe allowed a developer to identify, move that obligation from one portion of the spa area to another.
As of now, with the South Point development application denied, the affordable units from Promontory's obligation will not be built. Putt says Promontory has had a significant amount of development and employs about 130 people.
To say that this is different than Promontory, it's a subset of Promontory. I'm going to leave it to the attorneys on both sides to try and articulate that. I think the key aspect of that is there's an affordable housing obligation associated with that. The county has just simply asked the Quest Promontory, where are we, South Point, where are we with moving forward and developing a specific employee housing, workforce housing plan that was required under that DA.
A public hearing is scheduled with the county council for June 20th, but the South Point developer has asked to postpone. Notices have been sent out, and for now, it's a go.
There has been no formal decision whether to table that. I'll be happy to let public and everyone know if there's a decision to move off that date or not. Meeting on the 20th so far, we haven't seen any changes to the plan from what the Planning Commission forwarded a recommendation on, I think, back in December.
Putt says the original development agreement with Promontory should have had more definitive language.
Now, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. It would be great if there was a bit more flesh on the bone of that development agreement provision that talks about workforce housing as what's going to trigger it and how much, when. It doesn't have that kind of language in that. The end objective is, you know, we need a plan. We need to know how, what, where, and under how this is going to be ultimately accommodated with, because like any other development area in the community, we want to make sure that we have that provision for our workforce housing.
Putt says the property owner and developer are owed a decision by the county, but he wants to make sure all the stakeholders can weigh in on the project density being requested by South Point. As of this reporting, the meeting is still scheduled for June 20th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.